This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Today's Amud is Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph. Tesvav, Daf Tesvav and Masechta Yevamos. And I want to share with you, really, an Aruch Lemner. I've been looking at it over the week, and there are really two pieces that fit together very well. And the first one is on the story on Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph. The Gemara brought down the story in the Mas of Marzutra. It's like a quarter of the way up on Tesvav Amud Aleph. There's a story, and the daughter-in-law of Shammai Hazaken gave birth, and he diminished the roof and put schach on top of the bed for the katan, because Shammai is of the opinion that a katan is chayiv in sukkah even below the age of chinuch. Now, who this kid was, whether it was for the actual baby and the chiyuv, right? Rav Nosson quoted the Pnei Yeshua, the chiyuv is for the baby, al teshvu ke'en taduru, or others say that there was another child here who needed the mother, and it was just a child who was below the age of chinuch. But whatever it is, Shammai was certainly following his opinion. Because, right, we have a shaila. The Gemara on Yudalat Amanat had a shaila. Did Beis Shammai follow their opinion, or did Beis Shammai not follow their opinion? Who said what? Reish Lakish said, Lo Yasu, and Reish Lakish said, Lo Yasu, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Asu, and this was the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav said, Lo Yasu, and Shmuel said, Asu. And the Gemara wants to prove it must be Beis Shammai was Asu if he removed the roof. So Gemara says it's not a raya, because maybe he only removed the roof because people would say that he's just doing it to add more air. But it's not clear he's doing it to maintain his opinion. Now, the Aruch Lener has a question here, and I think I would have maybe asked it a little differently, and I'll share with you. The Aruch Lener says, Ktsas kasha. My parach mishamay hazaken lemanda amar loyasu. Right, we're trying to challenge the opinion loyasu. According to the opinion loyasu. By the way, who holds loyasu? That's Reish Lakish. And what about regarding Rav and Shmuel? Rav says loyasu. So we're saying, how could that be? Clearly, if Beis Shammai removed the roof, asu. Says the Aruch Lener, we're not talking about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel here. We're talking about Shammai and Hillel here. This is Shammai Hazaken himself. The Mehechi Tesi, the Shammai Lo Yasa. Why would you ever dream that Shammai himself would not follow his opinion? Daha mefarshinan taima demanda amar Lo Yasu. What's the reason for the opinion that Beis Shammai did not follow their opinion? So the Gemara said, to pshatim, emas, right? Ilema koydem baskol, my tama loyasu. Ela laachar baskol, my tama demandomer asu. The Gemara wants to know, mimamshach, before the baskol, after. Before the baskol, why would Beis Shammai not follow their opinion? After the baskol, why would they? So the Gemara says, you could say it was after the baskol, you could say it was before. You could say it was before. And the reason why. The reason it was before the baskol, and the reason why Beis Shammai would not follow their opinion is because Beis Hillel was the roiv, and that's why lo yasu. And the man Amar asu is because Beis Shammai was smarter. Or you could say after the baskol lo yasu because of the baskol, asu ein mashgichin bebaskol. Now listen to this. That means we have two possible reasons why Beis Shammai did not follow their opinion. Either because before the baskol they were sharper. Before the baskol because Beis Hillel was the roiv, that's why Beis Shammai didn't follow their opinion. And after the baskol because of the baskol. So the Aruch Lener says, Adam mefarshina taima demanda amar loya, so bekoidem baskol misham de Beis Hillel ruba. The only reason Beis Shammai would not follow their opinion before the baskol is because Beis Hillel was a roiv. After the baskol, because of the baskol. The tarvayu lo shayach b'shamay gufa neged Hillel. Neither reason is applicable for Shammai against Hillel. Hillel was not a roiv against Shammai, and there was no baska like Hillel versus Shammai. It's only base Hillel was roiv versus base Shammai. But regarding those two personalities themselves, there's no roiv, and there's no baska. So then, if that's the case, this is pre any situation to have a reason that Beis Shammai should not follow their opinion. So this is Shammai himself, so of course Shammai is going to follow his opinion that a katan is chayv in the midst of Sukkah. So the Aruch Lener says, you could say, v'yesh loymar, d'mishum loysis goydudu parach. The question was, as loysis goydudu. D'loy havalei lameved maisa b'farhesya. How could Shammai do something obviously not like Beis Hillel, but it's loisus goydudu, nothing to do with the fact that Hillel was the roiv, nothing to do with the fact that there's a bas kol. But you can practice different things. Now, by the way, I would have proven that this was a Gemara's kasha from the Gemara's answer. I have a question. What's the Gemara's answer? No, you know why Shammai did it? Because the onlooker would not have any questions, because it just looks like he's trying to produce more air, get more air. Yeah? So what? What does the fact that it looks like you're trying to get more air have to do with it? If the kasha is that Beis Hillel is right because of a baskal, or Beis Hillel is right because he's the roiv, then how could Shammai go against that? Well, it doesn't look bad, but Shammai would have to follow Hillel. Because the Hillel is right, because Hillel has the roiv, because Hillel has the baskal. So clearly from the Gemara's answer, oh, it doesn't look bad. Clearly then the Gemara's question was from Loisus Goydudu and not from any other factor. So that's how I personally would have proved that the kasha of the Gemara was from Loisus Goydudu and not from one of the other factors. Yeah? Nothing, what, you have something?
Why is Loisus Goydudu any more on Shammai than Hillel?
Good question. In fact, the Aruch Lener himself in the next piece brings in such a argument. In other words, really? It's Loisus Goydudu, so let Hillel follow Shammai. Why are we making Shammai follow Hillel? That's a good point. I don't have a good answer to that.
Also, it doesn't fit with the pashtus of the Shakla Vitzhar of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shema Mina Asu. Doesn't say Shema Mina Asa, that Shammai did according to his opinion. Shema Mina Asu, that we're trying to prove here, that Asu, they, who's they, referring to Beis Shammai, follow their own opinion.
See, Asu, you want to say, is they. So I would say like this. Once we have a proof that Shammai would have to defer to Hillel al Sloisus Goydudu, then certainly Beis Shammai would have to follow Beis Hillel because of Loisus Goydudu.
Is it possible you could say Paikazu Mayama Devar, what people were doing in that day? Maybe that's why it's Loisus Goydudu on Shammai?
Also, maybe the Gemara's answer is that since it could go both ways, it's more mistaber that he's allowed to open the roof. Oh, you mean why did Bisha? Okay, the kasha of the Gemara is, you know, someone has to defer to someone. So doesn't Loisus Goydudu say someone has to defer to someone? So the Gemara's answer is, yeah. If anything, maybe Hillel has to defer to Shammai because it doesn't even look like they're following Shammai's halacha because Afushe Avira. Now, here's the main point of the Aruch Lener. You ready for this? The Aruch Lener says this doesn't fit into the sugya on Yadalad because the Gemara had a kasha according to the Mandamar Asu. Right, the Gemara asks, Amanda Amar Asu, Karinan Kan Loisus Goydudu. Remember that kasha? The Gemara asks, according to the Amanda Amar Beis Shammai, follow their own opinion. What about Loisus Goydudu? Loisasu Agudois Agudois. So Amar Abaye, no! we only say lois is going to do if it's two batei dinim in one city. But two batei dinim in two cities, there's no problem. So Gemara asks, what do you mean? Beis Shammai's Hillel is two batei dinim in one city. So Rava said, no, two batei dinim in one city is not a problem of lois is going to do. It's only within one bezin it's a problem of lois is going to do. So Ochanar asks, that means both according to Abaye and Rava, there's never a problem of lois is going to do a Beis Shammai Beis Hillel because it's always two separate courts in one city. So then what's the, according to me, that the whole kasha of the Gemara is, also lois is going to do, so the sugya is against Abaye and Rava. Because Abaye and Rava say there's no lois is going to do of two batei dinim in one city, yeah? So now the Aruch HaNer says the whopper. Says the Aruch HaNer, v'afta Abaye v'Rava maski le'el d'loi shayach lois is going to do gabei Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Even though Abaye and Rava conclude earlier on Yudalit, the lois is going to do is not shayach and Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, imishum d'chashivi k'beis batei dinim b'irachas. Either because it's like two courts in one city. Oy b'beis ayaras zeh, oy b'beis ayaras, or in two cities. Says Aruch HaNer, an amazing chiddush. When does the Gemara conclude there's no problem of lois is going to do Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? That's only in the Man d'Amar Asu, that Beis Shammai followed their opinion and there's no problem of lois is going to do because it's like two courts in two cities or two courts in one city. Zelo have rak l'man d'Amar Asu. This is only according to Man d'Amar they did. Av l'man d'Amar loy Asu, shaper shayach lois is going to do. Then lois is going to do a shayach even to batei dinim in one city. Ukide kasvinon le'eladas harambam. As we wrote earlier in the opinion of the Rambam, what we're going to learn today is the Rambam has an amazing shita. The Rambam paskins, there is lois is going to do of two batei dinim in the same city. Now, how's that possible? How could the Rambam paskin, there's lois is going to do of two batei dinim in the same city, but that's against Abaye and Rava? According to Abaye and Rava, there's only lois is going to do two batei dinim. According to Abaye, there's only lois is going to do Abaye's of the opinion. We only say lois is going to do two batei dinim bi'arachas, and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is like two ayarois, and Rava says that's not the case. So the Aruch HaNer is asking, v'afta Abaye v'Rava maski el d'loi shayach lois gabei Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, right? Abaye and Rava both say Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is not shayach lois is going to do, either because it's like two batei dinim in one city, or two different cities. That's only in the Man d'Amar Asu. L'man d'Amar Loy Asu, there is lois is going to do on following Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in Klal Yisrael. So now, in other words, listen to the Chiddush of the Aruch HaNer, that from this Gemara, it's meduyak, that there's a problem of lois is going to do in following Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The Gemara came out before, not like that. The Gemara before was in the Man d'Amar Asu. But in the Man d'Amar Loy also, you could say another reason that Beis Shammai deferred to Beis Hillel is because of lois is going to do. So let's see the Aruch HaNer before. This Aruch HaNer.
The Gemara's question, though, is that Beis Shammai did according to his opinion. So if he did according to his opinion, then what's the answer that we're concerned of lois is going to do?
No. In other words, right, the Gemara over here is challenging that according to the Man d'Amar Loy Asu, then Loy Asu says there is a problem of lois is going to do. And here we see that that's not true because Beis Shammai was Asu. The Aruch HaNer's kasha was, of course Shammai is Asu because this is Shammai himself and this is before the Baskol and this is before the Roiv. So the Aruch HaNer says, yeah, but it's not. There would still be a hurdle of lois is going to do. So the fact that he still maintained his opinion, despite lois is going to do, is a raya against loy asu. Because the Man d'Amar loy asu would say that there is lois is going to do even in following Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. In other words, the fact that the Gemara has a kasha on the Man d'Amar loy asu means loy asu is because of lois is going to do, and that applies even to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So Remember the Gemara on a little bit further up on Tesvav? The Gemara says, Rav Tarfon said, I can't wait until I can marry Tzaras Habas. So Gemara said, that's a raya. Beis Shammai was also, because Rav Tarfon was wanting to follow the Shita of Shammai. Says the Aruch Lener, Ma deratzo lo ichiach mizad da'asu, Beis Shammai k'divrayam, that which we want to prove, that Beis Shammai followed their opinion, because Rav Tarfon says, I can't wait until I could marry Tzaras Habas. Lo shayach rak li'ibois imarishon de b'gemara. This is only shayach in the first answer of the Gemara, Dila'el, Deravu Shmuel, B'koidem Baskol Pligi. Now, remember the Gemara said you could say they argue before the Baskol, you could say they argue after the Baskol. If they argue before the Baskol, then Beis Shammai deferred because Beis Hillel was the Roiv. Beis Shammai didn't defer because they were sharper. Or you could say it was after the Baskol, Beis Shammai deferred because of the Baskol, or maybe he didn't defer because Ein Mashgichim BeBaskol. So this is only, this proof that we want to say, oh, we see Beis Shammai Asu is only according to the first answer of the Gemara, that Rav and Shmuel are talking about before the Baskol. If Beis Shammai followed their opinion, if they didn't, if Beis Shammai did not follow their opinion before the Baskol because Beis Hillel was the Roiv, certainly after the Baskol they did not follow their opinion. Listen to this logic, right? According to the first answer of the Gemara that Beis Shammai did not follow their opinion before the Baskol, they for sure did not follow their own opinion after the Baskol. In other words, that it only made things worse when a Baskol said Halacha Kedivrei Beis Hillel, because if they followed Beis Hillel before the Baskol because Beis Hillel was a Roiv, certainly after the Baskol. So therefore, we have a raya, according to the Ibo Yisema, that wrong, that Beis Shammai did follow their opinion. Because if you're going to say Beis Shammai followed their opinion, even followed Beis Hillel, even before the Baskol, certainly they followed Beis Hillel after the Baskol, and yet here we see that Beis Shammai followed their own opinion. According to the first answer of the Gemara, that Beis Shammai never followed their own opinion, then what Rav Tarfon did cannot be worked out at any time. But according to the Gemara's second answer, that Beis Shammai only deferred after the Baskol, Beis Shammai never deferred before the Baskol, how could you prove anything from what Rav Tarfon did? Maybe Rav Tarfon only said, I can't wait to marry Tzaras Habas because the Baskol didn't come yet. What's the Gemara's Kasha in the Ibo Yisema that Beis Shammai deferred to Beis Hillel because of the Baskol? So we have a Kasha. Oh, what's Rav Tarfon doing? I thought Beis Shammai deferred. Beis Shammai only deferred after the Baskol. Maybe Rav Tarfon is saying, I can't wait to marry Tzaras Habas before the Baskol. So the Aruch Haner's kasha is, how could the Gemara prove Asu in the Ibo Yisema? Ein Achanami Beis Shammai followed their opinion, but Rav Tarfon came before the Baskol. Inami, or you could say like this, maybe Rav Tarfon came after the Baskol. But maybe Rav Tarfon held, could you prove from here that Beis Shammai asu kedivrayim? No, maybe I'll tell you the students of Beis Shammai did not follow Shammai after the Baskol. But Rav Tarfon did, because Rav Tarfon's personal opinion was, we don't listen to Baskols, but maybe the student of Shammai, their opinion was, we do listen to Baskols. Inami afilu Rav Tarfon la'achar Baskol amar tiavani mikol malkam yesh loimar du savak Rav Yeshua. And according to him, everyone agrees, according to the Teretz's second answer, that Beis Shammai followed their words, because we don't pay attention to a Baskol.
Do we have a raya from the Teretz of the Gemara that it was Koydim Baskol?
Why?
Because the Gemara's Teretz is that it was Lafuke, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and therefore, right, the story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was that he tried to make a takana, but then the Baskol came and they lost it. So it must be, if he's being lafuke Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri, must be before the Baskel, because if it's after the Baskel, what's the chiddush of being afuke Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri? The Baskel was already lafuke Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri.
Okay, but the Gemara is saying you could say it was before the Baskel. What, the Gemara is muchach that what? It was before the Baskel?
It was before the Baskel, because the Gemara's teretz is that Reb Tarfin, really it was, he was saying that not I should marry her, but I should get her married to somebody in the Shuk, La'afuki Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri. If it's La'afuki Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri, it has to be before the Baskel, because if it's after the Baskel, what's the Chiddush, La'afuki Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri? The Baskel removed Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri's takana, because the Gemara right before says that Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri tried to be misakin that all tzarais need to do chalitza. But then the Baskel came and said halacha is like bezel, so it was finished. So if he's being lafuki Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri, he must be before the Baskel, because that's where the chiddush is.
Right. So the Gemara is saying you could say that, not that. According to Gemara's answer, the Gemara is making an akimta that it would. You would be able to say that it was before the Baskel. So again, what the Aruch Lener's question is, what's the Gemara bringing a raya that Beis Shammai followed their opinion? That's only according to the first answer of the Gemara. So we have a raya that, right in the first answer of the Gemara, Beis Shammai never followed their opinion. Because the first answer of the Gemara is that even before the Baskel, Beis Shammai did not follow their opinion. Loi Asu. So here we see Asu. And this is not against... in other words, in the first answer of the Gemara, the man Amar Loi Asu held Beis Shammai never followed their opinion. So we have a Kasha on Beis Shammai. But according to the second answer of the Gemara, that Beis Shammai only deferred after the Baskel, maybe this is before the Baskel. And then the Aruch Lener says, even if it's after, it's still not a raya that asu, because maybe Rav Tarfon is of the opinion that we don't pay attention to Baskels, and the other man, the other Tamidei Shammai, hold that we do pay attention to Baskel. V'koshekein shema d'daik l'kaman Reb Yeshua d'asu Beis Shammai k'divrayim. And certainly, when the Gemara is medayik later from Rabbi Yeshua that Beis Shammai followed their words, dezeloi shach raka teres kamadu teres basra gama and amar loy asu moide de Rabbi Yeshua asu. Now, what was the Gemara's raya from Rabbi Yeshua? The Gemara says they asked Rabbi Yeshua, "What's the din about Saras Habas?" So he said, it's machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and who's the halacha like? I don't want to get involved. So according to what the Gemara wants to be medayik from Rabbi Yeshua, that they did, that's only shayach according to the Teretz Kama, but according to the Teretz Basra, there's no raya. Now, here, look at it a little bit further. V'chein ma demasik b'gemara. The Gemara ultimately is going to bring a raya that from the fact that Rav Doisa ben Horkanus allowed his brother to marry at Saras Habas, it must be Beis Shammai follow their own words. That only works out according to the Teretz Kama of the Gemara. Because according to the Teretz Kama of the Gemara, in the Manda Amar Loya Asu, Beis Shammai never for one day in history followed his opinion. But according to the Teretz Basra, that Beis Shammai only deferred after the Baskel, maybe Rav Doisa ben Hyrcanus held personally, we don't pay attention to Baskels. But how does that prove that the Tamidei Beis Shammai continued to follow their words? Maybe they hold that we do pay attention to Baskels. In other words, the Aruch Lener feels that all of the rayas in this Gemara, remember we saw Tosfos earlier, that Tosfos had a kasha from Brachos, that Rav Tarfon leaned when he said Shema. So Tosfos says, doesn't that prove that Beis Shammai followed their own opinion? So Tosfos says, anyway, the Gemara is going to conclude that Beis Shammai for sure followed their own opinion. Says Aruch Lener, in the end of the day, there's only a raya Beis Shammai followed their opinion in the Teretz Kama of the Gemara that there was never, according to the Man D'Amar, Lo Yasu, Beis Shammai never followed their own opinion for one day in their life. But according to the second answer of the Gemara, that Beis Shammai only deferred after the Baskal, then how do you prove, oh, we have a Raya, Beis Shammai Asu? You don't have a Raya. Maybe it was before the Baskal. Or maybe it was after the Baskal, according to those who don't pay attention to the Baskal. So the Aruch HaNer says, with this we can answer a very difficult Rambam. This is what we're going to end with. The Rambam paskins that Lo Yisgoididu is Shayach even by two Bezdins in one city. How could that be? That's like Abaye's Shita. That Abaye's Shita is two bezins in one city is like this guy to do it. Rava says that, and the reason why it doesn't apply to Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Abaye says because Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is like two bezins in two cities. But Rava says no, there's no loisus goy to do unless it's within one bezin. Now, who do we pass in like Abaye or Rava? We always pass in like Rava, except for the six exceptions. So how could the Rambam paskin not like Rava? How could Rava says Lo Yisgoididu is only two batei dinim? Rava says Lo Yisgoididu is only within one bezdin, and the Rambam paskins even two batei dinim in one city is Lo Yisgoididu like Abaye. So the Lechem Mishnah says, well, maybe the Rambam paskins like the Man D'Amar Lo Yasu, and in the Man D'Amar Lo Yasu, maybe even two batei dinim in one city is lo yisgoididu. But the Lechem Mishnah says, how could the Rambam paskin lo yasu? Shas concludes, shma mina asu. The Shas is going to conclude, shma mina asu, shma mina, v'hiniach b'tzarachiyon. The Lechem Mishnah leaves the tzarachiyon on the Rambam. The Rambam paskins two batei dinim in one city is lo yisgoididu. And that's like Abaye, not like Rava. And we know we paskin like Rava. How could the Rambam paskin like Abaye, not like Rava? So the Lechem Mishnah wants the answer that only in the Man D'Amar Asu is it clear that Lo Yisgoididu is only within one Bezdin. But in the Man D'Amar Lo Yasu, maybe Lo Yisgoididu is even two batei dinim in one city. But the Lechem Mishnah says that's impossible because the Gemara concludes Asu. The Gemara concludes Beis Shammai did follow their opinion. Says Aruch HaNer, but based on what we just said, the conclusion of the Gemara that Beis Shammai follows their opinion is only muchach in the first answer of the Gemara that even before the Baskal, you could say that Beis Shammai lo yasu. And to that we have a raya. No, we could clearly prove at one point in history Beis Shammai was asu. But according to the second answer of the Gemara, that before the Baskal, Beis Shammai always followed their opinion. The only shaila is maybe lo yasu after the Baskal. So then in that case, we have no raya. Asu. The shma mina asu is only in the Lishna Kama, but in the Lishna Basra, it could be, at the end of the day, lo yasu Beis Shammai kedivrayhem, that Beis Shammai did not follow their words. In other words, according to the Lishna Basra, there's a machloike, before the Baskal, Beis Shammai was asu. After the Baskal, some say asu, some say lo yasu. And that machloikis, we have no idea, because anytime you want to show that Beis Shammai held asu, you could say that was before the Baskal. So the Man D'Amar, lo yasu, could say, if you want to show me anything about asu, I could say it's before the Baskal. And according to the Man D'Amar, according to Man D'Amar, lo yasu, then lo yisgoididu could apply even to batei dinim in one city. So maybe that's how the Rambam paskins. As we know, there's a klal in the Rambam. The Rambam always paskins like the Ibayis Ema. So the Ibayis Ema in our Gemara is, really, before the Baskal, Beis Shammai asu kedivrayim. The Machloikis is after the Baskal. And we know the Rambam always paskins like Ibayis Ema. Then in the Ibayis Ema, we have no raya asu kedivrayim. And in that case, you could say Lo Yisgoididu applies even in two batei dinim in one city. Achen lefi hanal yesh loimer dehad deloy maskinon asu. This that the Gemara Magishan dehaloy maskinon asu. We only conclude Beishamai found their opinion rakla teretz kama. Aval Rambam pasuk keteretz by seima basra kedarka b'chamakim leteretz zeh loy muchach midi. According to the second teretz, there's no raya that Beishamai was asu kidivrehem. And you could say loy asu, and you know why loy asu? Like this guy to do. Aye, so now the question is, vein lahakshis yishach loy sis gadol gavay shavay hillel. Eich asu Beishamai koidem basko kidivrehem. Now listen carefully to this kasha. If in the manda amar, if loy sis guy to do is shayach by Beishamai hillel, then why did Beishamai follow their opinion before the baskol? Oh, you could say that after the baskol, so there's it's shayach, the Beishamai should not follow their words because of lois tiskoy to do. But before the baskol, listen carefully to this. This answers your question, Rav Nassim. Before the baskol, Beishamai didn't have to defer out lois tiskoy to do, because why should Beishamai defer to Beis Hillel? Maybe Beis Hillel should defer to Beishamai. The ain svara lifts like Beis Hillel yosim Beishamai. Yosim Beishamai. My shno the Beishamai loyaski the vayim mishum loysa lois gadol the Beis Hillel loyaski the vayim. Ela my roiv no Beishamai l'chad itfei. The only thing is, this would not answer the masiv by Shammai and Hillel themselves though. Because there, the Gemara was asking, let's prove that Beishamai was asu. This is before the baskal, this is before the roiv. Elamai, the Gemara wanted Shammai to defer to Hillel because of lois tiskoy didu. Why would lois tiskoy didu tell you that Shammai should defer to Hillel? So maybe it won't answer that. Okay, so the bottom line is, there's an interesting psak of the Rambam you should be aware of, that lois tiskoy didu is shayach even by two batidin in one city. That seems to be like Abai, not like Rava. It's not that seems to be against the halacha. So the Archaner has a charifos that Abaye and Rava are only in the Manda Omar, in the Lishna Kama. The Lishna Kama, that Beishamai did not follow like Beis Hillel even before the Baskal. So, what's the Pshat in the Manda Omar Asu? What about Lois Tiskoy to do? Oh, Lois Tiskoy to do is not an issue. But in the Lishna Basra, you could say that in the Manda Omar Asu, even after the Baskal, they hold that Lois in the Manda Omar Loy Asu, in the Lishna Basra, they would hold that Lois Tiskoy to do applies even to Batei Dinim in one city. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we will hold it over here. And tomorrow night, Bezus Hashem, Daf Tezayin. Okay? Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.